Abigail's Story by More to Life. Abigail's story in 1 Samuel 25 verses 2-42 is brief yet profoundly demonstrates the power we can wield, regardless of our circumstances. The story begins with David and his men hiding from Saul in the wilderness. Abigail is introduced in verse 3 as the wife of Nabal, a wealthy but harsh and foolish man. Her parents likely arranged the marriage, hoping Nabal's wealth would provide for her and their future children. Abigail is described as intelligent and beautiful. At that time, it was customary for men living off the land to protect local shepherds and their flocks from harm. In return, they would request compensation, usually in supplies rather than money. This informal barter system was common practice. David and his men upheld this custom. They encountered Nabal's shepherds in the fields and, rather than taking advantage of them, protected them from potential threats. When the time came, David sent his men to request a fair payment from Nabal and asked for payment, authorizing them to use his name, trusting in his reputation. However, Nabal mocked them and David, dismissing his identity and implying that David might be a runaway servant. David's men returned and reported Nabal's response, which deeply offended David. Enraged, he ordered his men to prepare for battle without seeking God's guidance. One of Nabal's servants, recognizing the impending disaster, went to Abigail. This exchange reveals two things. She was not present when David's men approached Nabal. The servants trusted her more than they feared Nabal. Understanding her husband's foolishness, Abigail knew reasoning with him was futile. She courageously devised a plan to intercept David, an act that carried significant personal risk. If Nabal discovered her actions, he could divorce her, leaving her destitute, or worse. Yet, she prioritized protecting her household, including her husband. Gathering a generous supply of provisions, what Nabal should have willingly given, she sent her servants ahead and rode to meet David. Meanwhile, David was already toward Nabal's house, consumed with anger, rallying his men for vengeance. In verses 21-22, his frustration is evident. Now David had said, "Surely in vain I have protected all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belongs to him. And he has repaid me evil for good. May God do so, and more also, to the enemies of David, if I leave one male of all who belong to him by morning light." Upon seeing David, Abigail immediately dismounted and bowed before him, showing her recognition and respect. Her first act was to take the blame for stopping him, ensuring his anger did not escalate due to the interruption. She acknowledged Nabal's character, clarifying that she had been unaware of his men's request. Most importantly, she redirected David's focus to the Lord, reminding him of God's presence in the situation. Perhaps, in his anger, this was the first time David had considered God's perspective since hearing Nabal's insults. She then offered the provisions to David's men, publicly recognizing his leadership and authority. She asked for forgiveness, blessed David and his future, and encouraged him to let God handle Nabal's wrongdoing. Her wisdom gave David a gracious way out, preventing him from committing unnecessary bloodshed in anger. All she requested was that David remember her when everything was said and done. Her words immediately softened David's heart. He praised God for sending Abigail to prevent him from making a grave mistake. Now clear-headed, he realized the disaster he had nearly brought upon himself. Accepting the gifts, he sent Abigail home in peace, assuring her she had nothing to fear. Abigail returned to find Nabal drunk and celebrating, so she wisely waited until morning to tell him what had happened. Upon hearing the news, Nabal suffered a stroke, and 10 days later, he died. When David heard of Nabal's death, he again praised God, this time for sparing him from acting rashly and delivering justice in his way. Remembering Abigail, now a widow, David sent messengers to ask her to marry him, and she accepted. The Bible mentions Abigail briefly after this, noting that she was taken captive at Ziklag and later rescued by David and his men. She also bore David a son. One can't help but wonder, did her parents ever imagine such a future for her? As a young girl, did she dream of marrying a man like David? On her wedding day to Nabal, did she believe she could love him despite his flaws, or had she resigned herself to her circumstances? Did she ever dream of escape? We may never know Abigail's expectations for her life, but it seems unlikely she ever envisioned herself as the wife of a king, living in a palace. Why study Abigail's story? Esther 4 verse 14 records Mordecai's famous words to Queen Esther when she hesitated to approach the king on behalf of the Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? This question could be asked of every heroine in the Bible: Jochebed, Miriam, Ruth, Rahab, Abigail, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary and Martha of Bethany, the Samaritan woman at the well, and the women who supported Paul's ministry. Who knows whether you have come to this place for such a time as this? What about you? Has God placed something on your heart for His kingdom? It might be something big or small, but you are reluctant because doubt is crowding out your faith. Perhaps you feel unqualified or unsure of the timing. This article could be your confirmation. God is calling you to step forward. Write it down. Seek the wise counsel of your pastor and other trusted servants of the Lord. Ask them to pray with you for clarity and confirmation. Then, act. Just. Do. It. Be a Jochebed, a Miriam, a Rahab, an Esther, an Abigail, a Deborah, or a Mary. God has placed you here, at this moment, for one reason: to further His kingdom. You are the right woman, at the right time, called to do the right thing.